All right. And I think we're rolling. All right. Hello, everybody. It's a dry run of this podcast thing that we're going to try out. I don't know how long we're going to try it out for before it becomes official.
Other people can hear us? Or we're just...
Right now, it's recording.
Yeah. So it's just a recording.
Okay. Yeah, it's recording and then with posts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
So it feels like goddamn fucking amateurs.
Yeah. So, I'm Tyler.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Cole.
This man really uses different names.
it's
all good. And yeah, because of what and who we are as a group, we are
the Sinigang Gang.
You know what? Sure.
we'll go with that.
All right.
Yeah. So, in light of recent events,
you know, we should try to show like what this podcast.
Okay.
What we're going to be focusing on.
Okay. So primarily, we're gonna let's lay down some ground rules first. Mm. We're gonna start off by saying this is not gonna be anything political. We're not going to put politics into this, and we're not going to try and add politics into this.
Yeah.
Just because we're not about that.
And I don't really know about that.
Yeah, anymore. We don't really follow that spectrum.
Mm-mm. I'm not of that group.
Of course, no profanities.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Even though I just swear first minute.
No, like, oh, we did? Crazy profanity.
Okay. Okay.
Nothing racial or homophobic.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's derogatory towards us, it's fine. Because we're Asian.
We're us. Yeah, and I don't really care if somebody calls me a chink. Well, it depends on who you are, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
If it's like somebody who's trying to start a fight, I won't fight because I'm non-confrontational, but I'll probably be like, hey, that's not nice to say, dude.
Simmer down, dude, buddy.
Hold your horses.
Yep. And other than that, usually we're probably going to be talking about games, stuff, what's happening like in our own lives and shit like that. And with that, let's get to it.
Okay.
All right. I think in light of recent events, with the recent announcement of Mortal Kombat 11, let's talk about it. What do you think about it?
So, I hope that Mortal Kombat 11 is more like Mortal Kombat X than Injustice 2.
Okay.
I want closer play. I want less zoning, and I want more rush down.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Like, I think there should be only like limited zoning capabilities.
Yeah, limited zoning, or at least an easier way to get around it.
Yes.
In Injustice 2, there is, of course, there's rolling. There's lots of interactables. I'm sure there's armor on a lot of moves comparatively to MKX.
Yeah.
Because they removed a lot of the armor from MKX abilities. But Injustice 2's zoning, even though you had a lot of ways to get around it, was still very effective because of the ways you could play around countering those ways to get in a lot easier than it was in MKX. So for MKX,
nice and subtle.
In MKX,
sponsored by Crush Strawberry.
No,
it's not recording.
Not sponsored. Just kidding.
But anyway,
sponsored by Pepsi.
Hey, not sponsored by anyone. Anyway, in MKX, zoning actually got buffed because of the removal of a lot of armor and the change to stamina.
Uh-huh.
Stamina got changed a lot. Well, not changed a lot. It got nerfed heavily because you use a lot more stamina. And so also run counters got destroyed, I would say. They really aren't in the meta anymore, and pro players don't really play them anymore, except for maybe some swarm queens. I've seen some here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But the zoning at MKX got a lot stronger. Let's take into account like Tanya Pyromancer.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get into her because of dashes aren't as strong as they are in MKX because you have the run mechanic, but then the run mechanic got nerfed and you can't roll in, and there aren't as much interactables to get in as in Injustice 2. And in Injustice 2, the zoners there in general are already really strong. And for some reason, there are a lot of tracking projectiles, like Aquaman's trident thing that comes with the air down back too. And you have
deep sea.
Yeah, deep sea.
And then you have Superman's
lasers. Where which for track. Some reason, yeah, which track. And if you roll through the lasers, if you meet a burnt, it still hits you, which is ridiculous. And so I want to see more Rushdown and less far away play. I want to see a closer screen.
To be honest, you know, I didn't see what I've seen, like, not seen a lot in these days is, like, the mid-range characters, you know?
Yeah.
Like, neutral characters? Like
characters Robin? That excel in, like, neutral.
Yeah. Mm. Like, kind of like a Scarecrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Neutral characters is because they're a lot harder to play than, you know, it's because not a lot of people. Because
it's a lot of it is just, like, poking out someone's.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Someone's whiff and such. I think. Okay, so what do you think about stamina? Do you think that should stay?
Do you think
they need to rework it, or
if it comes back in MK11, I hope it's better, or it was how it was in MKX before they made the stamina change. Because now of course I can work with it, but if they do, and that also ties into run canceling people, if there are going to be run canceling people. Cabal, I'm looking at you. hopefully he makes a comeback. I want to see, because I used to play Cabal.
Yeah, I remember.
But hopefully stamina was how MKX was in the beginning. I don't like how it is now. Okay. It's whatever, but I don't hate it. I don't love it either. Do you guys think variations should come back?
Variations really put, like, spice things up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They add much more, like, details into the game because of the different styles and, like, plays that people must, like, keep in mind, you know?
I think with that, though, there was, like, kind of this catch-22 where if one character had, like, a very obviously good variation, everyone played that, and then they nerfed it, and then no one played that character.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think just, for me, I think they should just keep it to, like, just one character, no more, like, variations. Though they do bring, like, fun stuff.
That's yeah. Cool. Like, I don't hate variations.
No.
But there are some characters with variations where, okay, let's take into account Aaron Black.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have Marksman, Gunslinger, and Outlaw. I don't use Outlaw. I've never used Outlaw, not really. I've tried around Marksman, I've played around with Gunslinger. And of course, the way to differentiate the two variations, we'll talk about Gunslinger and Marksman, is the fact that Marksman uses a rifle, and you can see it's very white and it's very big on his back. And Gunslinger has a cowboy hat, you know, with the bullets on it. One of the biggest reasons, I think the biggest reason why I play Gunslinger, you know this, is that Gunslinger has his hat. And without the hat, Aaron Black, it looks. He doesn't look ugly.
He doesn't look that great.
Yeah, he's not the most desirable thing. But I also want to use the rifle. Mm-hmm. So I want a complete character so that you can, so that you'd have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some variations where, like, oh, I like some of this variation, but I also like some of this variation. I wish they were together. I want them to be together in the next game. I don't hate variations, but I do hope that there are complete, like in Injustice 2, complete characters. In Injustice 2. And like you said before, where one variation would get nerfed and then nobody would play that character because the other ones are...
Because the other ones weren't even that great.
Yeah, weren't even that great. Then that character becomes moot.
Exactly. Like, Raiden.
Oh, yeah. Raiden Displacer got nerfed and no one really played Thunder God in general and Master of Storms.
Like, I forgot that was the third one.
because like no one plays Master of Storms. I'm pretty sure it's like one of the least played variations next to Quan Chi's anything. Like Quan Chi has like 58 million games played. Like last time I checked in the stats thing in the bottom, and Johnny Cage A-list has like 100 million. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So Quan Chi also in general, he's just like, it's because all three of his variations, each one is cool. But by themselves, they're not appealing to a large amount of people. Like, the only person that played them was like Michelangelo and Ketchup.
I think.
Before he switched to, before Triborg got released.
He played like Summoner.
Michelangelo played Summoner, and then Ketchup played Warlock. Warlock Quan Chi with the shield and stuff.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you.
Okay, how do you feel about 50-50s? In general.
50-50s?
You know what I mean?
What are 50-50s?
Overheads and lows.
So, like, you can have, like, an overhead low string or, like, an overhead that is like save and then it goes into low, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So before you start, just before they just think like before they nerf Cutthroat Kano. That. I'm not sure if you know pre-nerf.
He was crazy.
He was just crazy.
Cutthroat Kano was one of the best characters in the game.
Yeah.
Debatably, still pretty high.
Debatably still pretty high. I don't think he's still
I don't think he's top.
He's not top 5. He's not top 10. I think easily top 20.
Okay.
But I don't think he's anywhere top 10. He's probably like 15 to 20.
Okay.
Close to Aaron Black.
Yeah.
I think they're in terms of placement probably the same.
Okay.
But as a character, how many characters are there in MKX?
Including variations or just characters
in general? Just characters in general.
Close to 30?
Close to 30.
Close to 30.
We'll say 30.
I'm going to search it up.
Amount of characters in
MKX. Yeah, the MKX roster.
Are we counting DLC? Or it'll probably count DLC anyway.
No.
That's one. Is it going to make you count? Okay, we'll say 30.
Yeah.
Right? Kano is snug in like 20.
Snug in mid-tiers.
I think Aaron Black is higher than Kano.
Okay.
Because of Gunslinger. Just because of Gunslinger.
Just because of Gunslinger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, about how one variation kind of dominates.
Yeah. Like Cutthroat Kano.
Yeah.
Compared to Commando Kano, which, like, no one uses. I know Gunshow played him.
There's 4 DLCs, right?
There's, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
Eight DLC characters.
9 if you count Garo. And this is right. Chat-Con, but that's where MK11. Are you counting again? I think 50-50s, I think there needs to be a reduction in the amount.
Yeah.
Because there's so many, I mean, of course, like, that's...
29 characters.
29?
Really? Yeah. I got 33.
You got 33? Hold up.
Count again. I want less 50-50s. Of course,
But Triborgs is just one character. Never mind.
Should I list off all the characters?
Yeah, you know, list off the characters and I'll keep track of them.
Okay. Ermac, yeah. Jax, Johnny Cage, Kano, Kenshi, Katana, Kung Lao, Liu Kang, Melina, Quan Chi, Raiden, Reptile, Scorpion, Shinnok, Sonya Blade, Sub-Zero, Cassie Cage, Devorah, Aaron Black, Ferator, Jackie Briggs, Kotal Kahn, Kung Jin, Takeda, Alien, Bo Rai Cho, Goro, Jason Voorhees, Leatherface, Predator, Tanya, Tremor, Triborg.
Yep, 33.
33 characters.
I don't know where I got 29.
Yeah. But as like I was saying earlier, I do play a lot of characters 50-50s.
Yeah.
Aaron Black, Flash.
Yeah.
But I want more characters to rely less on 50-50s, like War God, Kotal Kahn,
okay,
who pretty much lives off of 50-50s.
Yeah.
I want less 50-50s, and I want more players to get their damage off of, not chip, but more punishes.
Okay.
And force players to use safer strings all the time rather than just do a string and then castle into a 50-50 ability. I always think that was kind of stupid, like, Kotal Kahn, War God, how he just staggering is fine, it's whatever. But when you're staggering in a safe string, like, the whole game, that's, like, +2, and then you go into an overhead.
Yeah.
Like, that's always kind of just been BS for me. I mean, I've always hated Kotal Kahn anyway.
Mm. Yeah, no, as long as I've known this game to exist, you've never really been a fan of Kotal.
I've hated the way he looks. I mean, he's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I play against so many of them, though, I'm tired. I'm a little sleepy every time another Kotal Kahn shows up on my screen and he picks either War God or Sun God. I've never seen a Blood... I've never personally played against a Blood God. I've seen Blood Gods, though.
Wasn't that Tekken Master? Yeah.
And Madsen?
Yeah, Madsen. Yeah.
I think Tekken Master is better, though. He played...
Tekken Master got second place at MKX.
Yeah.
At Evo. Yeah.
Yeah, against Sonic. He pushed them.
Yeah. Reset bracket.
Yeah. We didn't take off his hat.
They're just texted another
four. Y'all are still hours. There around 7. I can come by. All right.
I can stay for 4 hours later and how long I want because there's...
Yeah, I don't care. My mom leaves at 6:20.
I don't have parents anymore.
For like a month.
Just for 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
I think 50-50s in general, I think they can be good, but I think, like you said, it shouldn't be as relied upon by every character. So do you think the game should be more of like defensive or offensive?
Offensive, I would say.
Offensive. Offensive. Because if you get a defensive meta, mm-hmm. then you get
probably similar to like basically what's zoning. Happening right now. Yeah, zoning. Yeah.
Then you get closer to zoning and you get closer to
And it's just like long wait games.
Yeah. Yeah. Closer to zoning and really long games, if like let's say MKX was a defensive game,
yeah.
you'd get lots of Summoner Quan Chi's and Grandmaster Sub-Zeros. Mm. And Gunslinger Aaron's, because the zoning is actually really good on Gunslinger Aaron. He has the Caltrops, he has the overhead coin, he has a slight to get out. Or, I don't know if it's Takeda. But not Takeda, Kenshi.
Kenshi.
Yeah, Kenshi. Possessed is alright at zoning, though I would say not as good as Balanced, which is a little bit surprising considering how good Possessed is. I think Possessed is top three.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think...
Do you think two variations of Kenshi are in the top three? Or
no, just one. Okay. Because Balanced Kenshi sucks.
Okay.
Kenjutsu Kenshi is whatever. I like playing Kenshi and I love Kenshi, but those two variations are weak.
Okay.
Not even half of Possessed, because Possessed, you know, like I said, 50-50s.
Yeah.
If you get hit by the overhead, that's like 7 or 8%. And if I decide to meter burn it, I have two hits of armor, and that's like 12%. And if I decide to do a low...
Mm.
The low starter, it's like 7 or 8%, just like the overhead. But if I decide to meter burn it, and you get hit by it, I'm doing like a free 35% at least damage.
Okay.
But I think top three. The top two aren't in order, because I think they can be kind of changed.
Interchangeable.
And Sektor. Sektor, I think, is top two. Sektor is crazy good zoning, crazy good damage, good air-to-air, is good anti-air.
Yeah.
I mean, he has really good convergence, too. I mean, he has lots of chip damage too.
Yeah,
he also has
those do dumb damage.
You can also have that rocket do homing.
Yeah,
right when you meter burn it, and then if you grab them, like pretty much no matter what, that's like free 10% damage.
Yeah,
and then I think the other one, top two, like I said, they can be changed. I think it's smoke.
Smoke,
really good damage. He has full screen presence without a real projectile like this. The down back one where he throws the thing and then
the smoke port.
I think that move by itself is kind of whatever.
Okay.
Like as a full screen projectile to challenge, it's not like Takeda's down 4-3 and Ronin where he shoots the
blade beam.
Yeah, but smoke, even without that, he has the teleport, which is an overhead, which is ridiculous, by the way.
Okay.
And then he also has his back 2-1 where he punches and then he teleports behind you. And that is actually relatively safe, even though the string itself isn't safe, because you don't know if he's going to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
Or he can do a smoke away.
Okay.
Or a smoke towards, and then he can flip side so he can push you in the corner if you're already in the corner. Or smoke away, like I said, if you're going to try to punish him, and then he can do a back 2 again, which he can push which was a really good forward advancing string. And if you decide to hold a projectile from full screen, then he can do that and convert that into like a 20, 25, 28% restand if he decides to use no meter.
Yeah.
Because he can do meterless juggles also for some reason, whatever reason. And Charborg in general is just a really good character. I think Cyrax is also really good, though he's like really technical, probably the most.
Cyrax is one of the more technical
characters. Yes, because he has so many buttons. He has so many bombs. Of course, you've seen, I'm not sure if you've seen, but Mustard plays him really good, of course.
Well, of course, he's Mustard.
He used to play Cyrax in MK9. And then Cyber Sub-Zero is also really solid.
Yeah.
Okay damage, but really good corner carry, 50-50s again.
Yeah, the entire Triborg group.
Yeah, just Quadborg, honestly, at this point. But going back to 50-50s, I don't like to admit it, but of course I will, because I'm not above that. I use 50-50s a lot in Aaron Black.
Yeah, no, I noticed.
there's the lows, there's so many, the bomb is a low.
Yeah.
Then you can have the forward 1-3, which is an overhead and a low, and then you can use the sand bomb, which is a low again.
So it's overhead, low.
Yeah. Or you can go marksman, and before the nerf, where I believe he was faster in that, where he was faster in run castling, you could go overhead into gun into overhead again, which is beyond ridiculous. And 50-50s, I just, you know, sometimes they're like you said, over-relied upon.
Yeah.
Like, Flash in general, really. I mean, he's just the 50-50
Michelangelo in Injustice 2.
Michelangelo, especially Michelangelo. Oliver really knows about Michelangelo. Tubular! You really know about Michelangelo.
Never.
Tubular!
All the time.
Not a fan.
Yeah. And I don't mind 50-50s if one of the 50-50s, you can't get that much off of it.
Yeah.
But like let's look at Liu Kang. Of course, Liu Kang himself is a really good character. And you have the low, which you can convert into like a full combo, or you can go into the flame fist and then go into or keep yourself standing so you can apply more pressure. Or you can go into the overhead, which locks you down, which is it's whatever.
Yeah.
With Jason, you have the overhead knockdown, same thing too, but it pushes you far back. And you have the low, which is only good as a corner combo. And it's pretty unsafe if you're mid screen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind those 50-50s, but the 50-50s like Flash, where you can do like 500 damage.
It's a dumb amount of damage.
Especially if they're like easy to convert off of. They're, then that's ridiculous. And, you know, Kano Cutthroat, I played him because he was fun, not because like, oh, Kano Cutthroat's super good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's some of the reason. But Kano Cutthroat was just really fun to play, and now he's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the 50-50s with Kano Cutthroat was safe,
mm-hmm.
and you can hit confirm off of each one.
Yep,
and they were slow enough to hit confirm off of each one if you decided to just not fully commit. And the fact that they were safe just allowed him to keep on spamming him.
Yeah, I get that. So a big thing that people are talking about, or speculating at least, is the return of weapons. And I'm in Mortal Kombat. Because if you remember in the trailer, Scorpion had two or three different types of weapons that he played out in that trailer.
Katana.
Yeah, and if you look at the screenshots, even some of these, like, he'll have his sword out.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have that in this part or in this part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Raiden has a stick.
Raiden has his bow staff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not sure. Sorry.
With that, if they do bring back weapons, how do you think they should implement it? Do you even think that weapons will be like...
Do I think weapons will be in there? Hopefully not. I'm not crazy about the idea of weapons.
Yeah, just like Mortal Kombat, Deception.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Or
Armageddon.
Armageddon, Deception, Shaolin Monks.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about the weapons idea. I'm not against it, though I hope... Well, I guess, yes, technically I'm against it because I hope that they don't have the weapons in there.
Okay.
Because I prefer to just not have to choose between, like, oh, I'll... Like, you can use weapons, like, in MK9 and pretty much every other game where they have used weapons before,
mm-hmm.
but I'd rather just have the choice to not have to switch to a weapon and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't even remember how you used to do it in, like, Deception and shit, but I remember it used to be, like, it was weird. It was a little finicky.
And, like, if I remember correctly, it was just, hold the bumper button, so that's how you change your style.
It was like
they had like two different like three different styles usually.
Yeah, it was like three different weapons.
It was like
two fighting styles and then the weapon.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I don't remember who it was. I think it was Noob and he had an axe.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I think that was him.
Yeah,
What?
Like, yeah, like I don't know, someone had an axe and it didn't fit them.
No.
That's also another reason. It's like a lot of character, if you're gonna give a weapon to every character, like, there are some characters who don't
deserve a weapon
or need a weapon.
Or yeah, who don't need a weapon or who don't seem like they would just keep a weapon on them at all times.
Yes.
Like, let's say they decided to keep Aaron Black, right? And you gave him a weapon. Of course, it would be his guns, but how would he only use
his
guns?
Doesn't he have a sword?
He has
the Baraka blade. Yeah,
yeah, okay. But it is in his variation. And I don't know if they're going to bring that one back.
So the person that used...
a Baraka blade?
Yeah, in Outlaw.
He, like, ripped off.
He basically just stole the fuck out of it.
Yeah, the bone blade.
Yeah. But the character that uses an axe in Mortal Kombat Deception was Ermac.
Which one? What?
Ermac used an axe in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Deception. Like, I remember he used the right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ermac with an axe. How about that, huh?
Yeah. Nice and fitting for the character that uses magic powers.
Yeah, see, I mean, you're forced to give every character an axe. And at this point, you can't really remove, or I guess you can, but a lot of people are going to miss Ermac in MK11 if they don't bring him back, though I'm pretty sure they will. What are you going to give him then? An axe again? They're just going to copy
a bigger axe.
Ooh, a two-sided axe.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, a battle axe. And he's going to attack with that. Yeah, for the magic user?
Yeah.
And what about Raiden? Oh, yeah, he has a bow staff.
Yeah, he's got his bow staff.
Noob with a hammer.
Noob with a hammer. If you want, we can talk about characters now.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, because I feel like in any Mortal Kombat game, the characters are kind of pretty much an integral role other than, like, the gore of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of characters, which characters are you feeling?
One of the biggest characters I remember, like, I'd like to have is, of course, Noob Saibot.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I just like how his, like, aesthetics are, and then, like, how in Mortal Kombat 9, how his, like, gameplay was. That's one of the characters I liked. And also Baraka. I'd like to have Baraka back. Yeah.
I feel Baraka.
I hate Baraka. I hate Baraka.
I just miss this, like, you know, that's flying
scissor. I love Baraka.
Exactly.
Or, like, he's freaking, so
like,
weird.
Uses, like, the spark on his blade.
Okay, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, his blade spark.
Yeah, as a projectile.
Yeah,
that was really nice.
You have any
more? As of now, no. That's all I can take.
What about, like, an archetype of a new character?
An archetype of a new character?
Like, yeah, like, because we were talking...
What type of new character do you want?
Yeah. Remember how you were talking about, like, someone that works well in the mid-range?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I really don't have any, like, I really don't want to put, like, too much things. I just, would like to see, like, what happens and such, and I just, so I'm not, like, too big on, like, hoping there'd be, like, a new character that fits this standard. I just want to see, like, how it turns out most of the time.
Okay.
That's how I feel most games.
Okay.
Most neutral characters are actually very solid, though.
Yeah.
Let's talk about two very good ones. Takeda.
Yeah.
Who is pretty much just, like, the king of neutral. I think in MKX, unless I can think of, like, maybe Kung Jin. Yeah. Kung Jin kind of rivals him. Not in terms of damage or anything, but in terms of threat, I think.
I can see that.
Yeah, being able to challenge at mid-range. Except Takeda has longer range, but, you know, just talking about neutral, I think Takeda wins. Johnny Cage is actually kind of pretty good in neutral because it was 4-3 the knee.
Also, stun double.
Yeah, stun double is also pretty good in neutral. Yeah. And then in Injustice 2, there aren't a lot of neutral characters except for Robin, who is, I think, really good. I still think he's top 5. I mean, Robin in general is just like, he's really good in neutral.
Mm-hmm.
That's his game, anyway.
Yeah.
He wants to be near face, like,
he wants to stay mid to close range.
Yeah, because he wants to make use of the range of that sword.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of characters that I want, of course I want Noob.
Of course.
I still love him from MK9. Yeah. I always like the moves where he would, like, move back or something, and then, like, his another form would come out of him, like a shadow form, and then, like, punch for him, then he'd come back. I always thought that was really cool. I don't want to see Smoke again. I don't want to see...
We're done with Smoke.
I'm done with Smoke. I'm done with Cyber Smoke.
Okay.
I'm done with Cyrax and
Trap. You're done with the robots?
I'm done with the robots except for Cyber Sub.
Okay.
Because
Cyber Sub's damage output was never, like, that crazy.
I'd like to see Cyber Sub back in MK11 too.
Yeah. Because Cyber Sub, I think, is just, like, in general, not being biased, I think he is the coolest out of the...
Oh, yeah. No pun intended.
Oh, damn, I should have, like, winked or something. Opportunity lost.
Oh, yeah, wink at the camera.
Yeah, the camera is non-existing camera. It's viewers, listeners, just imagine a small...
Yeah,
small,
imagine small him
Asian,
winking.
A small Asian man winking. That's right.
You
can't.
For an Asian man.
Filipino man.
Another character that I want that a lot of people will disagree with me and give me, you know, trash for, Striker. My man, Curtis Striker.
Man, you got his first name, too? I didn't even know he had his first name.
I love Striker. It's because, like, a lot of people didn't like him because he didn't have powers.
Yeah.
But that's why I like him.
He was just a dude.
Yeah, he was just a cop doing his regular job, you know?
Yeah, unlike the other cop, Cabal.
but he's also the best, most awesome cop ever.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's not just a cop, he's a SWAT officer.
He is SWAT, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
He used to be in the military.
I think of all the X-rays from like MK9.
He definitely had the worst one. I think he had the most boring one.
His was kind of lame.
I mean, I like
that he used different shit during it, though.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do, however, if they do bring him back, I want to see him use his taser in a move, maybe, like, in a restand.
Yeah.
Because that would make sense. I mean, like, zzz, you
know. He didn't really use his taser in MK9, did he?
Yeah, only for the X-ray.
Yeah.
He did use his nightstick a lot. He did use his guns. His guns were really good. He did have...
His pistol was way too good.
I do like his pistol.
His pistol...
You can also run cancel it.
Yeah. His pistol was way too good for what it was.
Yeah. His standing three, also restand.
His grenades were pretty good.
His grenades were pretty good. They were good arc.
Yeah.
Did good chip damage. He also had good meterless there. I mean, in MK9...
MK9, a lot of people had meterless 40s.
Yeah. Lots of meterless damage in MK9. That changed the MKX. More meter was needed in Injustice in general. But I just want to see Striker back from the dead, you know? Because he wasn't MKX. But he died in the first 5 minutes.
That man got big murdered in that story mode.
I want to see him brought back. I just want to play as him again.
Okay.
You know, just as a cop, regular dude. Just chilling. Maybe Nightwolf, actually.
Oh, yeah. Nightwolf. I was thinking about Nightwolf.
Nightwolf was really cool. He was one of my mains for, like, the longest time.
Yeah.
Nightwolf, in general, is also really cool. He's also super chill. I like his personality, you know?
He's just this big-ass, cool Native American.
Yeah. Fujin.
Ooh, Fujin.
Because Fujin is one of the members of the White Lotus Society. I believe he has, like, wind powers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I want to see how, because we haven't had, or I haven't played as Fujin in any of the MK games I've played.
Because we didn't really play Deception kind of way.
I played DC Universe and that. I didn't start on DC
that
Universe.
That was not a good game.
I liked it.
I'd like to see us a playable character. Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn is the pre-order.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the pre-order boss.
Oh, shit. I'm out of touch. Damn!
Yeah, he's the pre-order bonus, and he people think he has Onaga powers.
Onaga power,
the character Onaga.
Yeah.
Because one of his hands looks like an Onaga dragon hand.
Yeah. Okay, don't want to see Onaga. Oh, my man, Rain.
Rain.
Yeah, yes. Rain. Okay.
I wanted Rain so badly, and when they were like almost done like announcing the MKX characters. I remember Ed Boon tweeted something out like, if Rain's going to be in the next game, he's not going to be a DLC. And I was like, yeah, I don't have to buy him. And then they didn't add him in the next game at all.
And then he wasn't in MKX.
He was a story character. He was a story character. You played against him like once.
Yeah, as Tanya.
I think as Cassie. Because I was thinking Tanya, the same thing.
Yeah.
Cassie or Devorah. I don't remember who it was, but
you fought
Rain.
No, I think it was Devorah. Because you also fought Tanya as Melina in that same arc.
Would you guys love Shiva back?
No, absolutely not.
Honestly?
No, don't say it.
I would prefer it over Goro.
Okay. I want Kintaro.
Of all the four-armed people, I would choose Kintaro.
Kintaro,
he's like the only one out of them who's first of all a tiger guy and two he spits flames
honest,
I mean that's really cool.
I'd like to just see like base smoke, not cyborg smoke.
Base smoke,
yeah,
so just, human smoke,
yeah, human smoke.
I want base smoke if he didn't have the long hair.
Yeah.
I think a new design. I feel like there should be a little bit of like a new design for each character. It's not too like crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Before okay, that brings something to mind. We'll talk about possible gear later.
Right.
Okay.
Gear.
Gear.
Just to touch on the subject for a character that I would want.
Yeah.
Okay. Farrah Tor. I want them back as my big baby boy.
Would you care? Okay, what if they were really good? Like top
five? If Farrah Tor was really good?
Yeah. Would you?
I would love that. I know I play the low tiers, but I love Farrah Tor so much.
In general?
Yeah. Just because he's this big, dopey fucking idiot.
I love Boraicho.
Boraicho?
Absolutely not. I hate Boraicho.
I love Boraicho. I hate how much I like these characters. Don't. I know.
I hate. Stop.
Boraicho.
He's so stupid and gross.
He's so bad.
All he does is fart on you and barf. Every time you beat him in a round, he barfs.
Yeah, every time.
Every time. It never fails. It's just
he barf. Stands up, throws up, and gets back in the fight.
It's absolutely disgusting. And then, like, half his moves are farts.
Yeah.
And half the time he hits you, he farts.
Yeah, I know. When we were playing earlier,
that was so stupid.
I would do a special move that did like that had nothing to do with his ass.
Apparently, there's and a character in Mortal Kombat 4 called Meat.
Yeah, Meat.
Yeah, Meat.
Meat was a character that's just a human with his skin pulled up.
Yeah, yep. I thought he was like funny, but I think in MK11 because MK has taken a more serious turn, like in terms of design style and stuff. The MK11 looks a lot brighter than MKX so far. I don't think that they should bring back Meat. And I don't think that they should bring back mocap.
I was going to talk about mocap.
I know you're going to say mocap. He said Meat, and I thought mocap.
I was like, what about mocap? Mo-cap. So it's a dude in a motion capture costume. And that's it. With a K.
Because of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I want to see this.
Yeah, movie. Look at mocap. Look at this beautiful man.
He's a loser.
Oh,
he's
even got a God. Oh, no.
It's just a guy in a mocap suit. Never. Don't even. Oh, God.
Man, I never really got into those versions of Mortal Kombat. I was never a fan of the 3D Mortal Kombat.
Just looking at like the list of characters.
But, I know they ran out of ideas after, two games, homie.
Hammer.
Okay. Was that it for you?
Maybe because I want more weirdos. I want more people more people from different realms.
Kano's a weirdo.
But I want more
Chinook.
You want original characters?
Yeah, I want new characters.
Oh, you want
I want
new
more
characters.
New characters. I want characters that we haven't from realms that we really haven't touched story wise. I want them to become more prevalent. I want the character that's that's just super out of this world.
You'd not a character like Voldo from Soul Calibur series.
Bro, Voldo's low-key dope. Have you played Voldo? He's dope.
But you saw his design and
he's weird.
Super weird. Like a man, he's like a prostitute. Look at that.
Look at that Voldo.
He has a spider chastity belt.
I know, and he has a hook on his penis.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want the oddballs. I like my hokey fun in Mortal Kombat. Huh?
Devorah
is dope. I like Devorah's design.
I know, same. But now,
it's pretty cool.
Run canceled, nerfed. Let's talk about real quick characters from MKX you want to see return and not return. What are some characters you want to see return?
Yeah, specifically from MKX.
Specifically from MKX,
or what characters do you think will return?
Yeah,
and what characters?
Which characters are most likely?
Okay, most likely Scorpion, of course. Scorpion,
yeah.
Scorpion, Raiden.
Do you think Raiden's gonna be Dark Raiden, or is there gonna be Dark Raiden and Dark Raiden?
Because it looked like, have you heard of the speculation about time traveling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
This woman with the hourglass.
So it might be both Raidens. Maybe in the story, I don't think that it'll be two separate characters. Raiden and Dark Raiden.
What if MK11 is just basically Smash except with all their characters?
That was
Meat and Mocap.
That was Ultimate Marvel or not Marvel, right? Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
With all the characters?
It was one of the early games.
I thought it was Armageddon.
Was it Armageddon?
I think it's Armageddon.
It might be. I think I have Armageddon for the original Xbox. It's somewhere in this
house. I don't know who has it, but I remember playing Ermac with an axe.
That was Deception.
Yeah, Deception.
That was CJ's house. Was it CJ's house?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it was at Rico's.
No, CJ.
Oh, it was CJ.
Because we were in the tiny room.
Remember when we played combat chess?
Yeah, and then we were in the tiny room. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that now.
What a loser. This guy.
That kid's like 15 now.
I know. He's cool now. Honestly, he's not too bad. He's not super annoying.
He's going to go to high school next year.
Yeah, I know. And I won't be there to see him.
Yeah, I know.
Damn. I'm there to see Jermaine, though.
I know.
You can't bully CJ's punk ass.
Damn, CJ.
Yeah, I know. We just, when he's older, we have to show him the old YouTube clips of him.
Stop, stop.
Yeah, we can't talk about that now.
Characters. I'm pretty sure the new squad.
You think
the new squad is
of Johnny Cage? Johnny Cage.
Like all like the kids of some main characters.
Yeah, so Takeda, Cassie,
Jackie.
Kenji, Jackie.
Yeah. And then I think Jax and Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade are going to be there.
And if Sonya's going to be there and Jax is going to be there, then, you know, Kano's going to be there.
Yeah.
Though I really hope Kano and Jax aren't there, honestly.
You wish they're just like characters added but not like, part of the story.
I think they could be fine as story characters. I just not like playable.
I know
because you're not really a fan of Jax's playstyle, and I'm not either.
I'm not a fan of Jax's playstyle or his character. I actually don't. I actually like really hate Jax. He's just like he's a hard ass all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like really annoying. Like, yo, get my foot up your ass. Like that's like the only thing that I like of Jax. And Kano's kind of whatever. Like, he was pretty cool in MKX. I thought he was really cool in MKX.
Yeah.
Big step from MK9, where he was absolute garbage. But I don't think that they should return as playable characters. Okay. I don't want to see them return as playable characters.
Okay.
Of course, I want to see your boy Jason come back. Maybe.
Jason?
Real quick, special appearances. I want Michael Myers.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Jason?
I read it.
Jason.
Voorhees.
Oh. Yeah.
We were I read an article about it like recently. It was like people speculating because Mortal Kombat has been kind of known for its horror people.
For the horror people.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think if they bring back Jason, they have to bring back Freddy.
Freddy was crazy good in MK9. He was like top 3.
Yeah, they can change.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like,
because
they already did Alien and Predator.
Yeah, besides for the guest characters, who do you think, like, out of like the horror movie genre, so would you like think that they like to add Myers?
I was thinking Chucky,
but I was like, that's way too small.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he would be that's too like small of a hit.
That's like Yoda in
Yeah,
that'd be like,
five.
That'd be like,
oh my god,
that's broken. Just playing Farrah.
It's just Adam from Injustice when he's crouching.
Absolutely horrible, and he's just running around the whole time.
Yeah.
I would say not Chucky. Michael Myers would be really cool.
That would be nice. But I think for Michael Myers, taking from like the place of like Dead by Daylight and like his movie appearances.
Okay.
He usually like stalks his victim, so I think he's gonna be more of like a setup character.
I think he'd had to be like one of those slow down characters.
Yeah,
like,
slow,
like,
but
the game is slow, but it's like very intimidating.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I think will happen with if you were to be
like you as the player fighting against Michael Myers. You are scared to move forward.
Yeah.
So he controls a lot of space.
Yeah, exactly.
You should give him like really long, like octopus arms. Because he only uses a knife.
Yeah,
how is he going to control the space with the knife? Is the thing. But I don't think he's going to zone. I don't think he's going to rush down.
No.
He's definitely going to be a patient character.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said.
Yeah, that's what I think. Like, because if you've seen like, most, like the game, like, Dead by Daylight, you see that he's just like setting up, and then next thing you know, that's when he's like the best at. Yeah, he's just stalking. Exactly.
Yeah.
To take consideration, it's like I feel like he's gonna be from Dragon Ball FighterZ. I think he's gonna be kind of like a hit character.
Hit.
You know,
like where
he has
the stances.
Yes,
and stuff?
Lots of stances. I think he's gonna be something like that.
Something akin to like Leatherface.
Yes.
I think if they have Michael Myers, then they can't have Jason, and I think vice versa,
yeah,
because they're both
pretty
silent.
Similar.
They're both silent, and they don't say anything, so it'd be, like, weird. I guess it'd be
pretty
funny. Can
you imagine
funny.
Their intros, where it's just, like, they walk in,
and they're just staring,
and they're just
other,
staring at each other,
and
then
they go fight?
I feel like Michael Myers, his intros is just gonna be behind a bush, then he just walks out.
He walks out from a tree.
He just has a bloodstained knife, but, like, he's just holding like this. And then Jason, you know, of course,
is he's behind the tree that's very clearly he's behind. It's like a very thin tree, and he's like
behind the stop sign. He's like, the problem is because they're both very similar. Yeah. They're both very silent. I don't think that they would have two completely silent
characters. Or they might. Who else is a slasher horror? Like
Chucky.
Chucky.
God damn it.
Besides Chucky.
Freddy Krueger.
Or maybe if they keep with variations, you know, they might have just like a 4-3 horror movie, like Triborg, you know?
The slashers.
Yeah, slashers.
Oh, just, that'd be cool, though.
Yeah.
Like, but then, but I don't think...
Yeah,
if they have variations, I don't think they're going to bring those guys back.
Yeah.
Because, like, what can he do with Michael Myers? Like, really, like, think about it. Michael Myers just has a knife.
Yeah. Ah, shit.
Chucky just has a knife.
Yeah, I feel like Chucky would be cool if he was taller.
Yeah, Jason is different because he has used both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jason's also really skilled with everything, to be honest.
Yeah.
And Freddy Krueger, I'm not sure what else they can do besides for maybe
If they bring back Jason, I wish they could make designs of his other masks too, or like costumes from the different Halloween series.
Oh yeah, like how they do in like the Friday the 13th game.
All
those crazy different masks.
Yeah. I wish they would include like the part 6, even though he wasn't in that movie, where like part 6. Part 8, I think, where he was basically not in the movie for most of the time, but he just keeps like body hopping from person to person of his soul. But then like his design was on that movie went towards the end, that was really cool.
Yeah.
And the part 6 one was pretty cool too. Yeah,
I feel that.
Alien and Predator were perfect.
I think how they were represented in this game. I don't like how Alien stood. I don't like his idol.
No, I mean
I didn't like how he just looked standing.
Yeah,
I was not a fan of that.
But if you made him crawling, then he would already have like a low hitbox.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you made him like go extend.
He's got super long limbs.
He's like a giraffe. A really long alien neck.
Yeah.
Nah. It's just they kind of had to make it if they wanted to put him in there. And Predator was perfect, I think. I mean,
Predator was perfect.
Like, he looks awesome. He's really good. He just, like, all of his moves look like he would do them.
Yeah. Predator's design in MKX is one of, like, the best made.
Yeah. Tanya was really cool.
Tanya?
I always thought Tanya was really cool. I tried to play her a couple times, though. She's like one of the characters I actually can't for the life of me play. Like, even if I tried to learn Tanya, I probably can't play her that good anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't really happen with a lot of characters, because for the most part, I can play, like, pretty much, you know, like, zoners.
Pretty consistently.
Yeah, like, zoners, rushdown, run cancel.
Like, if you put a full team, like, if you put enough devotion, you could probably, like, fill out an entire cast.
Yeah, then you have, like, then you also have, like, neutral... I already said Zoner, but I played Dr. Fate.
Yeah.
I played Dr. Fate and Flash, which are probably like the two
most
different.
Polar opposite.
Yeah. And I've played those two. I've also played, I main Robin now, who is neutral. I also play Rushdown Batman. And then I also kind of play like a mix of like everything, which is Green Arrow. Because he does have like pretty much good, except for neutral, his neutral whatever, and his rushdown is also whatever. But he does have them compared to like two other characters, and he also has really good keep away and zoning.
Okay.
Yeah, Tanya is kind of just like that character I can't play.
Tanya is like in a weird spot because like, aside from like Pyromancer, I think her variation like Dragon Naginata, that one was really crazy.
It is really crazy. It's really hard to play too.
Yeah, I know.
I've only seen one person play him as Sonic Fox.
Of course,
it's Sonic Fox. Sonic Fox played all of it, I think, except for Kobujutsu, actually. I know Dragon played that. But Tanya is just like she's so agile. She moves everywhere. She has so many buttons to press at the same time.
It's like Melina, but more.
Yeah. And her Kobujutsu, that one move where it's like down back two and then down forward one and then back two, something like that. I know those aren't the exact inputs, but it's something like that. It's kind of like Aliens Tarkatan.
Yeah.
Where it's like back forward two and then down back two and then down forward one. Like for like a series of moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. In the middle of a game, it's kind of hard. I know why. Because I do crazier buttons with Flash. But I, for some reason, for the life of me, I can't do that. I can't.
It just doesn't connect in your head.
Yeah. Pyromancer, I just don't like the way that plays.
Never been a fan of Pyromancer.
Yeah, but she is really good, though.
She does way too much damage with that projectile.
Yeah, but I hate it. Dragon Naginata is the only one that I could probably play.
Yeah.
But I don't.
It is a lot of work
to put in. It seems like a lot of work, and it is a lot of work. The damage is kind of whatever, actually. They get most of their damage just off of, like, pokes and stuff. And you can tell whenever you watch Sonic Fox, he doesn't do crazy huge damage every time he gets a touch like he would with Cassie Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Tanya was always super cool. She looks really cool, like, moving around all her moves. She's, like, super flexible, and she uses that a lot in her moves. She does a lot of splits. I thought those were really cool. Her moves do look natural, like, they belong in the base game. You know, she's not, like, a character that's out of place. She's not, like, no characters in that kind of actually feel out of place. I think the most I would say is, like, Bo Raichou
feels, like, the most out of place.
Out of all, yeah. Oh, Leatherface was also really cool.
Yeah,
I thought Leatherface was really awesome.
Leatherface?
Yeah. Leatherface's motion was pretty crazy.
Yeah. He seems like he just belongs in that universe because of how gory everything is, the way Leatherface was represented. And, like, his moves just seem like he would, especially the unblockable stance with the killer variation, how he just runs at you all crazy, and then his ending thing where he's just running around in circles. I could see him doing that.
Just to touch back on a subject about characters we wanted back, I started thinking about it, and I remembered how much I missed Jade.
I don't like Jade.
I know you don't, but it was like, Jade was one of those characters that was like, of all the girl characters in the game, I'd probably play that one. Because it was like, I enjoyed...
MK9er.
And I played her in MK9 a little bit.
When I used to play everyone.
You played everyone in MK9. Except for like three characters, but that's just because you chose not to play them.
Yeah, but I did know how to play them. Yeah. That was Sindel, Kano, and Quan Chi that I did play. Yeah. But I did know how to play them. I just didn't. Because they were so boring.
I think like one of the things you learned when you started playing MK9, like really starting to learn how to play it, you tried learning like 40% meterless.
Oh yeah.
With every character. I remember one time you were like, "Hey, I learned how to play 40% with every single character." And I was like, "How did you do that? I barely learned how to down two."
It's just the second you got MK9, and then I started playing, I was like, "Dude, that's really
cool. Like, this game's cool."
So then I waited. I got it next week, and then I put all of my time. I think it's the only game I have like over 100 hours in.
Wow!
In a fighting game, at least, because I have over 3,000 in Smite.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. But I surprisingly don't put a lot of time into fighting, which is like it's weird because I feel like I do. I only have like 22, not over 100 hours, like over 1,000 hours. Sorry, that's what I meant. Because I have 22 days in Injustice 2.
Okay.
And I have like 6 in MKX, which is weird. I feel like I've had a lot more, but I guess not. But MK9 was just like the one game since I was like getting to everything just seemed so cool. I was like, I don't know anything. Let's keep on doing it. It's also like the game where I lost the most.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're learning like everything. And I was like a virgining into fighting games anyways. Yeah.
I was getting my rose plucked. What would you say? What's another, like, cherry picked?
Cherry. I think
my, that's the one. My cherry something. I don't remember.
Your sea boots.
I was getting my boots knocked.
That's...
You know what I mean. I was
getting wink, nudge,
yeah.
Audience.
That was really my first fighting game, so I was just starting to learn everything. I didn't care if I lost.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. About back then that I wish you still have been, you know, I could still do now.
Yeah, you're a little salty nowadays.
If I lose a lot, I mean, sure, I'll be salty in the I won't be salty afterwards because, like, yeah, sure, I learned how to.
Yeah.
You know, I know what to do. I know what to down poke. I know what's able to be punished, so I won't use those moves against that certain character. I know how to play against this character. Should I jump against this character? Should I never jump against this character if I can pressure this? You know, now that's what I think. But, like, back then, I was just like, I use this move because it looks cool.
It's like, hell yeah.
That's why I played Striker a lot.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just stuck to him because at that point, I already knew how to do most of his moves.
Yeah.
I already maximized everything. I was doing lots of run cancels with Striker. But now it's like I only use, like, two moves because they're the best moves.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. I also think in MK11, you guys should not have so many useless damn moves.
You hear that, NetherRealm?
Like, let's take, like, Aaron Black's sand, pocket sand, dude, that's, the worst, most absolute garbage move I've ever seen in my life. His back 1-2, down 1, it's absolute garbage. Like, there's so many useless moves that you won't use. Like, sure, you know, you're using the moves there to fill in space or because they look really cool, which, if they look really cool, it's whatever if you can manage to make them work. But there are so many moves that just go unused because there's one string that's, like, a mid and then a low and then an overhead, and it does, like, 16% by itself for whatever reason. Like, Kenshi's 4-3 does 12 or 16% by itself, which is why Kenshi is able to do, like, 35, 38, 40%, like, super easily in possess. And then not Aaron Black, because he does use a lot of his strings.
But yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. Yeah. It's just like, if you're going to make moves and make them useful.
Yeah. Like, don't, like, make a move to anti-air, you know? Yeah. Or, like, make a string to anti-air. Make a move to play in the neutral. Make a move to play, like, up close or, like, down 1-2 to apply pressure or something like
that. Yeah, don't make a string that's, like, a drag of all trades, rather.
Yeah. And that better explains it. Don't make one move that you can use for absolutely everything. Yeah. Like Aliens forward 1-1-3-4, which is the bite forward, and then the
high, low.
It was like a high.
Mid.
It used to be mid low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Now it's high mid low, I believe. Yeah. You could literally, and when I played Alien, it was so easy to pick him up because that was the only string that I used.
Yeah, it was the only string you needed.
Yeah, because he also had the low, you know, the 50-50. He had the low tail grab, and then he had the overhead tail smash, whatever. And I don't want to only use one string, especially if it's for a character that I really like. Like, let's say Striker only had one string that I would only use. Like, that'd suck.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to use the other strings, but they're so bad, or they're so unsafe, or they're so useless that there's no point to using them.
Yeah, unless I'm playing against a noob and I want to be flashy.
Yeah, and I want to be flashy, but then I only end up doing, like 21%
yeah.
in 42 hits. Raiden. Raiden Thunder
God. Raiden is that to a T.
Yeah, and at least Thunder God is, because Displacer is actually really good. It's surprisingly good, like, a variation only with teleports, that's not that good. It's
crazy.
Yeah. I've seen some really good Displacer Raidens. Mm-hmm.
And with that, it's been just about an hour. I think we should start wrapping up.
Okay.
And just again, this is a test run of this new podcast we're trying out. And we'll probably do another one really soon. And yeah, my name is Tyler.
My name is Aaron.
And my name is Oliver.
For real this time.
just clarify that chair.
Nicole and Oliver is the same.
Yeah, same person.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next time.